Today's scripture reading is taken from 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 1 to 14.
今天选读经文是《列王记下》第5章1至14节。
We'll read this passage together, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我们一起读,先用英文读,由中文读出。
Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great man, with his master and in high favor, because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. Now the Syrians, on one of their raids, had carried off a little girl from the land of Israel, and she worked in the service of Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "Would that my lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy." So Naaman went in and told his lord, thus so spoke the girl from the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, "Go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel." So he went, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 changes of clothing. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, which read, "When this letter reaches you, know that I have sent to you Naaman my servant, that you may cure him of his leprosy." And when the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to kill and to make alive that this man sends word to me to cure a man of his leprosy? Only consider and see how he is seeking a quarrel with me." When Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, he sent to the king, saying, "Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come now to me, that he may know that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and stood at the door of Elisha's house. And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean." Then Naaman was angry and went away, saying, "Behold, I thought that he would surely come out to me, stand and call upon the name of the Lord his God, and wave his hand over the place and cure the leper. Are not Abana and Parphar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash them in the ocean and be clean?" He turned and went away in a rage. But his servants came near and said to him, "My father, it is a great word the prophet has spoken to you. Will you not do it? Has he actually said to you, 'Wash and be clean'?" So he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean.
《列王记下》第5章1至14节，我们一起去读。亚拿王的元帅乃曼在他主人面前为尊为大，因耶和华曾藉他使亚兰人得胜。 他又是大能的勇士，只是长了大麻风。先前亚兰人成群地出去，从以色列国掳了一个小女子，这女子就服侍亚兰的妻。他对主母说：巴不得我主人去见撒玛利亚的先知，必能治好他的大麻风。乃曼进去告诉他主人说：以色列国的女子如此如此说。 阿兰王说：你可以去，我也达信以色列王。于是乃曼带银子10他连得，金子6000舍得勒，衣裳10套就去了。且带信给以色列王，信上说：我打发神仆乃曼去见你，你接到这信，就要治好他的大麻风。 以色列王看了这信，就撕裂衣服，说：我岂是神，能使人死而复活呢？这人竟发人来，叫我治好他的大麻风。你们看一看，这人何以寻了攻击我呢？神人以利沙听见以色列王撕裂衣服，就打发人去见王，说：你为什么撕裂衣服呢？ 何使这人到我这里来？他能知道以色列中有先知了。 於是乃曼帶著車馬到了以利沙的家，站在門前。以利沙打發一個使者對乃曼說：你去約旦河中沐浴七回，你的肉就會復回而得潔淨。乃曼卻發怒走了，說：我想他必定出來見我，站着求告耶和华他神的名，在患难处又想摇手治好他这大麻风。大马色的河阿伯拿和法以岂不比以色列的一切水更好吗？我在这里沐浴不得洁净吗？于是气怒怒地转身去了。他的仆人进前来对他说：我父啊，先知若吩咐你做一切大事，你岂不做吗？何况你说去沐浴而得洁净呢？于是乃曼下去，照着神人的话，在约旦河沐浴七回，他的肉复原，好像小孩子的肉，他就洁净了。
May God bless the reading and hearing of His word.
愿祝福读嘅人听系话语嘅人。
We are very happy today to have Pastor Andrew Lee bring us today's message, Living Faith Truly Works.
咁好高兴我哋有李石伟牧师为我哋证道，题目系活信心真的有果效。
各位新年快乐
！Happy New Year, everyone！
今年啊系农历嘅龙年。
This year is the Eastern calendar's Year of the Dragon。
祝大家龙精虎猛。
I would love to wish all of you to be as energetic as the dragon。
咁啊，嘗試戴呢個眼鏡睇下，哇！戴咗我睇唔見你哋嚇。我戴咗呢個眼鏡咧，就睇見我前邊，但係睇唔見你哋嚇。OK， 唔好意思。
So my pair of glasses would afford me to read, but not be able to see you. Sorry about that.
嗱，請我哋去到第一幅啊，係。咁咧，我有一個大學嘅同學，佢後來喺去讀神學院，佢有神學院嘅文憑噶。
I have a college friend who had gone to the seminary and had graduated from a seminary。
但係咧，佢星期日咧就喜歡瞓覺，唔係去崇拜。
But on Sundays he prefers to be sleeping at home and not go to church to worship。
因為佢話佢對今日嘅教會冇乜信心。
Because he said that he had lacked the faith in today's churches。
啊，佢見到嘅係好多嘅失敗，好多嘅好多 abuses， 好多呢啲嘅教職人員好多做錯嘅事。
He sees a lot of failures. He sees a lot of errors made by the staff.
咁所以佢寧願喺屋企自己崇拜下，佢話佢瞓喺度崇拜。
So he'd rather be worshiping, but worshiping horizontally.
啊，我哋英文有句説話，中文唔知點翻譯，叫做 horizontal hallelujah。
And in English, it's called horizontal hallelujah。
咁咧，因為最近呢幾年嘅疫情嘅緣故咧。
So during these past few years, during the pandemic.
越嚟越多人好似我呢位同學咁樣，佢哋決定喺屋企崇拜。
There are more and more people who have decided to worship at home.
嗱，其實咧喺教會歷史裏邊咧，有一路以嚟都有一個嘅爭拗，有兩位嘅好出名嘅使徒咧，好出名嘅教會嘅。先人啊，講咗兩句唔同嘅説話。
So in the church history, there had been two very famous saints who had said the following.
嗱，一個咧就係使徒保羅。
One is the apostle Paul.
另外一個咧就係耶穌基督嘅兄弟雅各，佢哋兩位都寫咗喺聖經喺新約聖經裏邊寫咗唔同嘅書信嚇。
And the other one is Jesus's brother James, and both of them had written different letters.
嗱，保羅咧就話我哋係一信耶穌，因信而得到稱義嘅，我哋唔係靠行為得救。
And Paul has said that believers are justified by faith and not by works.
咁所以可能我位同學咧都係咁樣諗，我係憑信稱義，我唔使靠行為嘅。
Perhaps my college friend thinks along this line.
嗱，但係雅各咧就話信心而冇行為嘅話，呢個係一個死嘅信心。
But James has said that faith without works is dead.
嗱，其實呢個爭拗咧係一種嘅誤會，係教會歷史以嚟咧都好多人誤會咗保羅同雅各係喺度爭拗緊。
But throughout the church history, there's been a misunderstanding about what Paul and what James had said.
因為其實保罗所讲的行为和雅各所讲的行为是不一样的。
Because the works that Paul and James had talked about are different.
保罗所讲的那种行为是靠行为，律法主义式那种的靠行为去勒索神，要神去拯救。
And the way Paul had mentioned works is more on the legalistic end.To somehow hold God hostage by our works.
啊，我俾一个例子，如果我哋去到神面前，我话神啊，你一定要救我，因为我个个礼拜都嚟崇拜噶。
So for example, if you go before God and say, "You got to save me because I come to church every Sunday."
你睇下，你睇呢个秩序簿啊，个个礼拜个我名都有 check 到噶。
Look at the attendance sheet. I'm there every week.
如果你靠的是这种行为的话，保罗说这个不是因信而称义。
So if you are dependent on this kind of works, Paul is saying that you are not justified by your faith.
雅各所讲的那种行为是，如果你真的信神的话，你见到你的生命会改变，你走出的行为和你以前作罪人那种行为是不一样。
And the way James talks about works is that if you truly believe in God, then it will be a natural outflow of your faith in your works.
嗱，我哋所讲嘅今日所讲嘅啊，我选嗰个题目叫做活信心真的有果效。
And the title that I've chosen today for the sermon is Living Faith.Truly works.
我的意思是，若果耶稣基督的生命进入我们的话，让我们成为活人的话，我们所作的有基督的祝福，有基督的香气的时候，是真的会带来好果子。
So in other words, if we allow Christ to enter us, to truly help us to live fragrantly, then thisliving faith truly works.
当耶稣基督当日在以色列在耶路撒冷的时候，他所作的万人都瞩目，万人都觉得好吸引，都要来到他当中。
So when Christ was on earth in Jerusalem, thousands upon thousands of people had been exposed to him, had actually seen him.
我相信很多的人，无论他们信与不信，他们都见到因基督活出这个信心的时候的果子。
And whether they were believers or non-believers, but they had been truly influenced by Christ's fruit from his faith.
Now, 我今日就系想同大家分享呢个活嘅信心真的有果效嘅意思。嗱，唔单止喺基督身上，我想大家 去喺今日我哋所读嘅经文里边睇见呢种活嘅信心。
So I would like to bring out today from the scripture, the living faith that truly works, and it is not just to see it in Christ's life, but that it should manifest itself in our life.
嗱，我今日所讲咧有四点吓。
There are four points today.
第一件我想提到系耶稣基督喺新约都提到今日我哋所读嘅呢个故事吓。
That Christ in the New Testament had mentioned what we had just read in 2 Kings.
第二点我想讲嘅系呢个喺呢个故事里边嗰个女仆嘅信心。
And the second point I'd like to bring out is the girl servant's faith.
第三点想讲基督更大嘅爱心。
Thirdly is the greater love of Jesus.
更大嘅意思就系比起嗰位女仆吓。
And the greater is the greater than the servant girl.
第四点最后一点咧，呢个系可能系一个挑战，就系门徒各位信神嘅弟兄姊妹，门徒你们有冇呢一个活泼嘅信心咧？
And fourthly, this could be a challenge. Disciples, all of you who are believers, do you have this kind of living faith?
当然若果你觉得你缺乏呢种嘅信心嘅时候，我哋都可以一同喺讲道之后，我哋一同嚟祷告。
And of course, if we think that we are lacking this faith, we can certainly pray with you after the service.
嗱，第一点我哋嚟到讲话耶稣基督喺新约里边特别喺路加福音第四章提到今天呢个故事啊。
And want to come to the first point where Jesus in the New Testament in the book of Luke had also mentioned. The story in 2 Kings.
嗱，佢几时提到呢个故事咧？就系啱啱其实佢开始开始佢嘅侍奉生涯嘅时候，佢喺会堂里边去宣告神嘅灵差遣佢传福音俾贫穷人。
And when had he mentioned this in Luke? He was just starting. His ministry on earth and in the synagogue, he had mentioned that.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. But you may have heard today's people hearing it, wow, God's Son Jesus Christ came to宣讲福音，大家都知应该会耸动啦，系咪
？So if you know that Jesus is the Son of God, he is now on earth proclaiming the good news. Surely we would be paying attention.
但系好奇怪，当日耶稣基督咁样宣布呢个福音要临到，要成就喺地上嘅时候，当日圣经讲到第一句说话，以色列人当中有人讲话：呢、这个唔系约瑟个仔咩？那个木匠个仔咩
？But quite interestingly, when Jesus exclaimed such an important news, there were people in the audience reacting. Instead, by just saying, "Isn't this Joseph's son?"
換句話說，當日嘅人望住耶穌講呢個好消息嘅時候，佢哋第一個心裏邊諗話：，哇！你係鬥木佬嚟嘅啫，你講啲咩咁大個口講咁大嘅説話，你做唔做得到啊？第一件事，當日嘅人就開始懷疑耶穌基督係咪真
㗎 ？So in other words.Instead of paying attention to this very important gospel, instead they were thinking and doubting whether Jesus was real. They think he is only a carpenter's son.
聖經同我哋講話，若果我哋領受相信福音嘅話，我哋就得救，信而得救嚇。 但是我们看到第一个反应，当日的第一个反应，听到福音第一件事就是我不用听了，因为你是牧长的儿子。
And the Bible tells us that we are justified by faith. But these people after hearing the gospel were saying, oh, I don't need to hear it anymore because you're just a carpenter's son.
约翰福音会讲到这句说话，约翰福音一章十节，他在世界，世界也是藉着他做的，世界却不认识他。
So in John, the book of John, chapter 1, verse 10, it tells us that Jesus, he was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him.
我们看到这句说话觉得很感慨，神差他儿子亲自来到地上，神是藉着他大能创造世界，他居然爱这个世界，爱到差他的儿子来拯救这个世界，但是这个世界反而不认识他，不接受他。
We should be quite touched by this particular verse because God so loved us that he would send his one and only son here on earth, and yet the world did notKnow him.
我想睇大家睇呢个图画，呢个图画即系我希望可以代表当日嘅境况，就系当人见到神差佢儿子嚟到嘅时候，人只系见到哦，你系木匠个仔，你污糟邋遢，你仲同我讲啲咁嘅大说话，但系见唔到耶稣基督嘅心，神嘅心肠。
So hopefully with this visual, I want to bring out how the people received Christ. All they saw was his dirty hands because he's a carpenter. He works with his hand instead of seeing Jesus' heart.
不单止当天的人这样领受耶稣基督的话，其实今天我们都见到这种的情况发生，一一这样发生。
So not only were the responses the same back then, it is still the same nowadays.
我想给一个例子大家。
I'd like to give you an example.
这个例子我经历很多的，不知道大家当中有没有经历这样。
And this particular example had been experienced by me quite often. I don't know if you've ever experienced it.
我一个广东话是我母语的人，去到讲国语的人当中，同佢哋一起查经。
So my mother tongue is Cantonese, and my experience had been that I had gone into Mandarin speaking people and teaching them Bible study.
这个查经聚会一开始呢，就我知道会有两种的反应。
So as soon as this Bible study begins, I know that there are certainly going to be two different kinds of responses.
其实不是聚会开始，是我开口讲嘢开始吓。
It's not the meeting itself. It is right before I am to speak.
我一开口，我就会感受得到平常用国语沟通的人，第一件事，哇，这个人讲什么话的。
So as soon as I open my mouth, people who are Mandarin speaking would say, whoa, what is he talking about?
我在想，在座当中有些不是没有这种经历，你试一下想一下，有一个南方口音的人来到你当中跟你一起一起聚会，可能情况差不多。
Another iteration of this could be that someone from the south comes into our worship, and you might experience something similar.
所以我一开口，我以为我讲紧国语，对方就哇，你讲咩话？哇，只耳仔痛啊！
So the minute I opened my mouth, I thought I was speaking Mandarin, but the people who are Mandarin speaking would say, oh, my ears are hurting.
最近我看过一个短片，讲到有13种英文的口音。
So recently I saw a very short film. There, it tells of the 13 different accents of English.
Yeah.
And the 13 accents, the only one that I can truly understand is the American accent.
你可以自己嘗試去找一下這個短片，你試試考一下自己，看到多少種。
You might want to Google that short film and see how many accents you can identify.
對方可能真的覺得他自己說的英文，不過你是完全一個字都聽不明白的。
So the other party might think that they're speaking English, but you may not understand a word he or she was saying.
這個也是我在中國的感受，就是我在很勤力地講國語，但對方是一隻字都不知道我講什麼。
So this had been my experience when I was in China. I thought I was doing well in speaking Mandarin, but people couldn't understand a word I was saying.
所以我剛才講到在一個茶經的場合裡面，有第一種的反應就是講國語的人一見到，哇，這個Andrew Lee講話，不用聽了，不用聽了，因為我聽不明白。So
the first reaction of these people, as soon as they hear my Mandarin, they would say, oh, I don't really need to listen to him.
所以他們第一種的反應就是抱著心不聽了，你說什麼我都是笑笑就可以了。So
they have this preconception that I don't need to listen because whatever you say, I'm not going to understand your accent.
第二種的反應，這個是我自己的反應。And
then the second reaction, it's my reaction.
我的反應就是，唉，我講得幾好，你都係聽唔明㗎啦，所以我係咁隨隨便便講得㗎啦。So
my thinking would be, oh, no matter how well I speak, I don't think you're going to understand, so I'll just keep it simple.
我太太喜歡用這個例子，她說她老闆在一個國語的公司，即是很多年前在國語公司，但她老闆是講廣東話的。
And my wife used to work with someone in the company, and he would speak Mandarin, but he's Cantonese speaking, and the company is mostly Mandarin speaking.
那位老闆說，你在那個角落頭等我。 沒得翻譯啊。
Yeah, yeah, this, he would speak in Mandarin to say, wait for me at this corner, but that is using a Cantonese slang.
這個有少少代表了我和各位講國語的人溝通的時候那種感覺，就是我既然講什麼你都不聽得明白，我不如我照我自己
So that kind of represents my feeling that if I speak Mandarin to this group of people and I know that they're not going to be able to understand me, so I could just use Cantonese slang and just put it in a Mandarin accent.
結果是什麼呢？這個茶經聚會是一點茶經都沒有發生的，因為沒有人 沒有人得到鼓勵，沒有人更加認識耶穌基督。So
during this Bible study, it didn't bear any fruits because no one was giving a chance to try to understand each other.
因為雙方可能都有一種先入為主的感覺，是他們不會開耳去聽，或者不會用心去分享。
So because of the preconceived ideas, the audience don't want to listen, and the speaker feel that he's not going to be able to share well.
我講呢個例子咧，係想換句話去同大家分享，今天我哋作為基督徒，我哋去喺嘗試去分享福音喺非信徒當中去分享福音時候，都會遇到同樣嘅情況。So
the reason I'm using this illustration is that when we go out to share the gospel with unbelievers, we probably would encounter something similar.
Now, 非信徒見到話呢個 Andrew Lee 上嚟同我傳福音。
And the unbeliever would say, "Oh, this Andrew Lee wants to come and share the gospel with me."
佢由細到大我都睇住佢大嘅，我知道佢係邊種人。哎，我冇興趣聽佢要講啲乜嘢，因為冇乜好嘢嘅啫。
And I've seen this Andrew Lee growing up since he was little, and I know what he's been like, and there is no interest in me to listen to him.
咁所以又係我可以同對方分享福音，但係對方個耳冇聽到。
And so I may be sharing the gospel with this person, but that person is totally disinterested.
第二種嘅情況就係當我見到呢位非信徒，我亦都係哇，我識得佢㗎，呢個人好快㗎，我傳乜佢都係唔會接受㗎啦。
Or on my end, I might see this unbeliever and say, "Oh, I've known him all my life, and he's always been a naughty guy, and I don't think whatever I share would sink in."
咁所以又係同樣地。就算有福音去傳講，但係當日亦都係唔會有結到果子，因為冇人留心，冇人留心聽，亦都冇人留心講。
So in other words, if we go out to try to share the gospel, but if we all have this preconceived ideas, there will be no one trying to listen and no one trying to share well.
嗱，其實呢一個情況成經常發生，點解會經常發生咧？
Actually, this phenomenon happens quite often. Why?
因為其實我哋喺呢個世上活，我哋活得好像呢個世界，我哋都係憑我哋嘅眼目去生活。
So, we are in the world. We are often like the world, and we use our sensory perceptions.
所以好像當天耶穌基督嚟到嘅時候，對方喺當中。嚟參與呢、這個聽耶穌講道嘅人，佢哋第一眼唔係見到耶穌基督要傳福音，佢哋第一眼見到嘅係呢個木匠個兒子啊。
So going back to when Jesus came on earth, when he went to share the gospel, the people, the audience would not be interested because all they saw was this carpenter's son.
那所以當我開口嘅時候，對方第一眼亦都係見到話呢個人唔係講國語嘅。
And in, just like when I started to speak in Mandarin, the audience would say, you know, he's not going to be understood.
我哋都係憑我哋嘅自己嘅眼目，我哋靠呢個世界嘅生活方式去生活。
So often we are dependent on our sensory perception as well as the world's perception.
今日我要喺我哋經文裏邊睇見一種另外一種嘅生活方式。
But today we want to see another living style from the scripture.
唔係靠世界嘅生活方式過活，而係信靠神嘅方式去過活。
Not going according to what the world is accustomed to, but rather to be in the believing faith of God.
我想同大家睇嘅係呢個女仆人嘅信心。
So I want you to turn your attention to the faith of this servant girl.
嗱，我相信大家可能讀過呢段經文之前讀可能讀過好幾次，但係可能我哋嘅眼目都唔係放喺呢位女仆人嘅身上。
Perhaps you are quite familiar with this passage, but perhaps your focus had not been on this servant girl.
你可能你都係喺度睇緊呢個，哇！呢個將軍乃曼，或者你嘅眼光放喺以利沙呢個神嘅先知身上。
Maybe your focus had been on the general Naaman or on the prophet Elisha.
甚至乎你嘅眼光可能放喺約旦河身上。
Or perhaps even focus on the Jordan River.
但我今日想特別講嘅係呢位女仆人，呢位小女我都唔清楚佢有幾年紀幾大嚇嘅信心。
But today I want to focus on this little servant girl.
那其实整段经文十四节呢只有好短两句说话讲到这个女孩。
Actually, the scripture that we read today, out of the 14 verses, there were only two verses that the little servant girl spoke.
那甚至呢，这个女孩只是没有名字的，圣经没有记录到她名字的。
And the Bible never mentioned the servant girl's name.
咁我想大家睇一睇嗰两节嘅经文先吓。
So I want you to look at the two verses.
我读一读吓。列王记下嘅第五章第二、第三节，先前亚兰人成群地出去，从以色列国掳了一个小女子，这女子就服侍乃曼的妻。她这个小女子对主母说，巴不得我主人去见撒玛利亚的先知，必能治好她的大麻风。
2 Kings 5 verses 2 to 3. Now the Syrians on one of their raids had carried off a little girl from the land of Israel, and she worked in the service of Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, with that my lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy.
我想回翻到嗰、那个图画嗰个小孩啦。嗱，大家可以将自己放入呢个小女子嘅生命里边吓。
Let us put our focus onto the life of this little servant girl.
佢唔系亚兰人，佢系被掳嚟做奴隶嘅一个嘅以色列小女子。
She was not a native of Aram. Rather, she was someone who had been captured from Israel.
Now, 佢可以喺屋企享受父母嘅爱、兄弟姊妹嘅亲情，但系佢现在乜嘢都冇。佢要喺一个敌人嘅家里边。做任何敵人叫佢做嘅嘢。
The little girl had the love of her family prior to her captivity, but now she has nothing. She is just a slave.
本来佢可以好好咁样长大，甚至可以去到耶路撒冷敬拜神，但系佢现在都冇呢一种嘅自由。
She could have grown up. With great comfort, she could have gone into Jerusalem, but none of that can happen to her now.
如果你真係又將你自己放喺呢個小女孩嘅生命裏邊嘅時候，我想請問大家，你嘅感覺係點樣？
If you put yourself in this little girl's place, how would you be feeling?
憤怒啊！
Anger.
憎恨啊！
Hatred.
你见到呢啲你要侍奉嘅人，你心里边、你嘅眼光里边充满嘅系乜嘢？仇视啊！呢个我讲紧我自己吓，你未必系咁。
So if I were her, I'd be looking at these people who had enslaved me, and I would be filled with hatred and anger.
佢呢位女子可能更加想到，当天你。劫我出嚟嘅时候，你喺我条村度杀咗我好多朋友亲人。
And the girl might remember the time when she was made captive, how people where she lived were slaughtered.
但系当嚟到我哋今天嘅经文，我哋见到呢位小女子，佢一开口嘅时候。我哋发觉呢个女子佢嘅心事原来唔同我哋刚刚所讲，唔同我头先嗰种黑暗嘅心事。佢开口，我哋就知道佢原来有另外一种嘅生命。
But once we hear her speak, captured by the scripture, we know that her feeling was not what I had just shared, but something totally different.
我想同大家分享四點，但係其實可能你有好多種嘅另外嘅方法去形容呢個小女子嘅心事或者佢嘅信心。
So, I'm going to just mention four points that I see from this little girl's emotion. Perhaps you might have other points that you see in her as well.
那第一就係佢嘅盼望。
Firstly is her hope.
第一件事，佢冇唔係一個絕望嘅女孩，佢唔係喺度等死啊，佢唔係喺度，哎呀，我日日要做奴做夫，我等緊死。佢係充滿盼望，充滿對神嘅盼望嘅一種嘅生活。
She's filled with hope, filled with the hope of God. She's not saying that I'm just here waiting to die.
佢嘅盼望係揸緊神嘅應許嗰種盼望，佢相信神。
Her hope is based upon her holding tight the promise of God, her faith in God.
佢嘅盼望嘅神係偉大嘅神，係有能力嘅神。
That God that she hopes for is a powerful, faithful God.
第二，佢嘅信靠，佢信嘅神係慈愛、醫治人、憐憫人嘅神。
And the second thing that she does is she trusts. She trusts in this merciful healer God.
第三，因為佢有一個咁樣嘅神，一個慈愛、憐憫、醫治嘅神，佢嘅生命流露出嚟嘅就係神嘅慈愛、神嘅包容，甚至佢愛。这个让他成为奴隶的这些敌人，这个乃曼和他的家人。
And because she trusts in this merciful and faithful God, therefore she has the compassion for the sick, the compassion for Naaman.
这种的慈爱让我想到耶稣基督，他来到世上的时候，他跟门徒说，你看这些人好像羊，冇牧羊人的羊那样。他第一件事就是想喂饱这些冇牧羊人的人，去帮助他们，医治他们，救他们。
That compassion definitely parallels our Lord's compassion when he says that when he sees these people without these sheep without shepherd, and his compassion was out there for these shepherdless sheep.
嗱，呢一種嘅慈愛咧，唔係因人而設噶。所以當耶穌基督見到人嘅時候，佢就係充滿呢種慈愛。這個小女子當佢見到，雖然呢個乃曼係一個非信徒，係一個欺压人的人，但是他的慈爱骗到这一家人，骗到乃曼这个病者身上。
So this compassion is all encompassing, and it is not just to a certain kind of people, but it's all encompassing, including Naaman.
因为这个小女子，她的生命不是充满悲哀苦毒，而是充满神属神的喜乐。这个是第四个 point。
And because the life of this little girl is not filled with hatred, but filled with joy from the Lord.
點解我咁講？
Why do I say that?
當日耶和華神揀選亞伯拉罕嘅時候講呢幾句説話。
And when God chose Abraham, God said,
你要離開本地。你去我要差你去的地方。
You need to leave here and go to where I will send you.
我要祝福你。
I will bless you.
因为你的缘故，万国都要因你得福。
Because of you, all nations will be blessed.
亚伯拉罕就咁样照着神的话，神的应许走出去。
So Abraham went out in faith in what God has said.
呢位小女子同样地就是因着神的应许走出去，她要因神的祝福叫万国都得福。
And the same way with this little slave girl, because of God's blessing, she would go out to so that all will be blessed.
盼望、信靠、慈爱、喜乐。
Hope, trust, love, and joy.
想请问大家，乃曼是怎样得医治的呢？
So I want to ask you, so how was Naaman cured?
是这个小女子医好她的？
Was that from the little girl?
是以利沙先知医好她的？
Maybe Elisha had cured him?
是约旦河的水？
Or the water of the Jordan River?
乃曼自己好回的。
Or that Naaman just got better.
其实刚刚讲的都不是，因为是神医治乃曼。
But all these points were not the answer. It's because God healed him.
小女子没有这个权柄，没有这个能力，没有医治人的这个的特权。
The little slave girl didn't have the power to heal.
但是因为他的信心，我们看到这种信心带来果效，带来足神自己的医治的果效。
But because of her faith, this faith bore fruit, and Naaman was healed by the Lord.
这个故事甚至来到路加福音第四章的时候，耶稣基督提起这个故事。
And this particular story also was mentioned by Jesus in the book of Luke.
我想睇睇路加福音四章廿七节，耶稣基督咁样讲，佢话先知以利沙嘅时候，以色列中有许多长大麻风嘅，但系内中除咗叙利亚国嘅乃曼，冇一个得洁净。
Luke 4:27, and there were many lepers.In Israel, in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian.
耶稣基督讲这个故事的原因是说，你看看当日有几多人有真的信心得到，sorry， 得到洁净啦，是那些信神的人才会得到洁净。今日的犹太人，你哋个个见到他是木匠的儿子，你就不信的时候，你不会得到洁净，不会得到医治，不会得到神的拯救。
So Jesus was saying that the people were healed because they had the faith, but the Jews whom he encountered didn't have faith in the Son of God. They only saw him as the son of a carpenter.
甚至如果你讲话乃曼的信心，你可以翻翻去睇呢个列王记下嗰段经文嘅时候，你见到乃曼嘅信心其实好不足啊！我哋可以讲。
And if we are to talk about the faith of Naaman, if we go back to 2 Kings further down, we would see that Naaman's faith was not that great.
但系喺不足嘅信心里边，神都一样可以带嚟果子。
But in a faith that is not even adequate, God would bring forth fruit.
但是很可惜，今天信徒当中，我们的信心就好像近一点当日那些以色列人多过乃曼那种的信心。
But unfortunately, the faith that we have nowadays are similar to the faith of those who doubted Christ, rather than even the little faith that Naaman had.
點解我咁講咧？因為今日冇意思啊！我唔係講緊在當中任何一位，但係我只係普遍咁嚟講。
I'm not being very specific about anyone here. I'm just speaking in general reality.
今日我好多時候會遇到嘅信徒嘅第一種反應就係我是熟龄 BB 嚟噶，我乜都唔识噶，我乜都做唔到噶。
A lot of times I encounter people who would claim that they are just little babies in faith. There's nothing much I can do.
嗱，呢个系唔系话佢哋真系有冇能力，而系佢哋嘅想法。呢个其实话可能都代表我嘅想法，就系我哋第一个想法就系，哎呀，你叫我做嘢，我乜都做唔到噶，我十只手指头都骨噶。
the people nowadays might be in such lack of faith that we would think, oh, if you ask me to serve, if you ask me to go into a different kind of ministry, I would say, oh, no, I'm not good enough, I cannot do it.
所以因為咁樣今天嘅信徒嘅咁樣嘅信心嘅時候咧，就我哋基督教嘅當中咧，有咗好多嘅名目去幫助呢一種嘅信徒去生活。點解我咁講啊？我會介俾啲例子。Let me just explain.Because of this type of faith so prominent among Christians today, there are many ways the Christian organizations create to help this type of Christians live their lives. 點解我咁講咧？哦，你唔中意做嘢啊？你捐啲錢得噶啦。哦，你唔中意去傳福音咩？得，我哋有好多宣教士，你只要。寫下你的名字，為他們禱告得了。啊，那很多種這種的名目。
So, in other words, the church would say, oh, you don't want to go out and do missions? It's okay. You can, just donate some money, or just write out a check.
我們今天的信徒呢，雖然生活著作為基督徒，但是我們好像看不見神。我哋见唔到神嘅手喺度工作。
Today, as we as believers, we might say that we believe in God, but our action do not reflect that.
我哋就算祷告都唔预料神会做佢嘅神迹奇事。我哋冇一种盼望嘅心去祷告，我哋有一种公式嘅心去祷告。
And even in our prayers.We don't have that hopeful expectation of God answering our prayer. We are just doing it, it as a formula.
我哋甚至系点样讲啊？我哋求嘅平安咧，系世界式嗰种平安。哦，今日有打仗啊，神啊，你请你带嚟平安啦。
And also, the prayer that we pray for peace is very similar to what the world would look at. And if we see a war, we would pray, Lord, let there be peace.
但是这种平安是今天可能有平安，就是停火，明天又会再发生。我们只是求那种短暂式，不是永恒式的平安。我们不是求神要赐个属天的平安。
And the peace that we seek could be just so temporary that a ceasefire would hold for a day and then be gone by tomorrow. So we are not seeking this surpassing peace that God gives.
在这么多种的小信或者失败当中，神的计划、神的拯救是不是就会失败呢？
So in all these failures of faith,Does that mean that God's salvation, God's plan, has failed?
耶稣基督就是在这样的情况下来到地上面。
And Jesus came on earth in precisely this kind of environment.
你要想想耶稣基督离开天国，离开他的温暖家庭，爱他的神和圣灵和他同在，他来到世界，来到一个可以讲敌充满敌人的世界，充满罪人的世界，污秽的世界，他来到一个这样的地方。
Jesus left his glorious home where he was loved, he was with his father, he was with the Holy Spirit. Instead, he came here on earth that's filled with sinners.
所以我今天第三点想讲的就是耶稣基督更大的信心。
And so the third point that I want to talk about today is the greater faith of Jesus.
我想大家睇一睇一节嘅经文，约翰福音十五章第十三节。
And I'd like to look at another scripture, John 15:13.
系，唔该。 人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这更大的。
Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends.
嗱，呢度所讲嘅人呢，其实系讲紧人子耶稣基督吓。
So, this is talking about the Son of Man.
嗱，呢度讲到人子嘅爱心系达到点样咧？系为朋友舍命。
And the love of the Son of Man is so great that he will lay down his life for his friends.
其实可能人为朋友舍命，这个世界可能都找到一样，但是其实人子不是为朋友舍命，他是为敌人舍命。
Perhaps we could find people who would lay down their lives for a friend, but Jesus laid down his life for not friends, but for also his enemies.
耶稣基督说他来到世上不是被服侍，他是来服侍甚至于死。
And Jesus said that he came here not to be served, but to serve till death.
那为什么我这样说？其实他来到的时候，他见到这班人，他心里已经知道这些人是会出卖他，会置他于死地，会做各种让他悲哀伤心痛楚的事，但他照样来。
Jesus came knowing that these people whom he would encounter would betray him, would crucify him, and still he came.
正如今天的故事里面的小女子一样，他一个人在一个异乡做紧奴隶，他照样安心喜乐咁样服侍。
And just like what we had read in 2 Kings, that little slave girl came to Aram enslaved, and yet she still joyfully lived out her faith.
在基督身上，我们同样见到盼望、信靠、慈爱和喜乐。
And in Christ, we also see hope, trust, love, and joy.
那我我想用一个例子，是我最近听救主堂Tim Keller的一个比喻。
And I want to also recount this illustration from Tim Keller.
Keller 牧师已经过世，但系佢喺一次嘅讲道里边，喺一次圣诞嘅讲道里边，佢分享咗一个故事。
This was Pastor Tim Keller's sharing in one of his Christmas sermons.
佢讲到话，当佢他已经七十几岁了，当他抱起他的孙的时候，孙还是好像一个 BB 那么小的， 他就感受到圣诞的喜乐。我解释一下。
So he recounted when he was in his 70s, when he held his grandchild, and he felt the joy of Christmas.
神差他儿子来到世上，不是做一个伟大的人，不是做一个什么大将军、大有钱佬、大乜乜乜，而是神差他儿子来到，是一个小 BB， 让人可以抱在手上。
And God sent Jesus to earth not as a great general, a great person, or great whatever, but rather he came as an infant.
神居然爱我们，甚至让我们这些罪人的手去拥抱他，神将他的儿子完全交在我们的手里面。
So God sent his only son so that we can embrace him with our hands and arms.
这个儿子来到世上，不是觉得很为难，不是日日想走，而是将他生命献上去服侍人。
And this son who came didn't want to escape back to his heavenly home, but rather he wanted to give it his all while he was here.
因为佢唔系凭人嘅称赞，唔系凭人嘅喜乐而喜乐，佢系靠信靠神去活出佢嘅信心。
Because he depended solely on God in his faith, not dependent on accolades from human.
所以我今日嚟到第四点，我想去同大家谂一谂呢一种活泼嘅信心。
And so when we come to this fourth point, we want to, I'd like to have you contemplate on this living faith.
这种信心我刚才已经讲了，不是 靠眼目去决定我们的喜乐的。
So as I had mentioned before, this kind of faith is not dependent on our sensory perception.
不是靠一种先入为主方式这样去生活的。
And not upon a preconceived idea.
但很可惜，我们今天呢，有很多种不正确的期望，用这些不正确的期望去过基督徒的生活。
But nowadays, there are erroneous ways that we live as Christians.
我想给一些例子，什么是不正确的期望呢？
So I want to give some examples on what these wrong expectations.
我哋好似世界一样，或者好似亚洲人一样，我哋觉得咧，要做传福音，要做啲咁样嘅大事，要啲好劲嘅人先可以做得到。
So perhaps we might have this preconception of someone who goes out to share the gospel need to be someone great, powerful.
我记得有一次这个好多三十年前有人去我去建工做牧师但有人的问题我记得这个问题好深刻跟我同大家分享这个问题。
So, 30 years ago when I went, to interview to become a pastor, and someone asked me this particular question.
个问题系师母弹琴定拉小提琴噶
？The question was, does your wife play the piano or she plays the violin?
嗱，呢个问题我点解记得系因为呢位问嘅人佢以为佢嘅心目中系。哇！你做得神嘅仆人，你老婆都要好劲喎，最少弹琴、拉小提琴啦，乜嘢都要做嘅喎，因为。
Perhaps this person was thinking that I'm applying to be a pastor so that your wife need to be also talented, so that the least that she need to be able to play some kind of instruments.
嗱，我哋唔单止讲紧呢位朋友吓，其实我哋心目成日都有咗咁嘅盼望，就是、哇最好咧啊 Billy Graham 嚟到我哋个教会做牧师啊，咁咧就哇真系大日开心咯咁啊。
So this example is not confined to just that particular interview, but probably we think very similarly that it'd be great if Billy Graham can become part of our church congregation.
但是很可惜的就是当我们去到不同的教会的时候我们见到的情况不是整个什么 Giant Stadium 坐满人那种的情况而是我们经常见到的情况就是教会是一个软弱的群体。
So lots of times, what we perceive as a stadium filled with worshippers,but instead, we go back to reality, and it is something much less grand.
咁因为我哋所见嘅都系软弱嘅时候，我哋嘅心就抱着一种软弱嘅心态，我哋什么都不能做，我哋乜嘢都做唔到嘅。
So when we see weaknesses in ourselves or others, we might get discouraged and say, "Oh, we are weak. Then there's nothing we can do."
但系今日我就想。更正大家的期望。
So today I want to correct your expectations.
神在人的软弱的时候差遣耶稣基督。
God sent his son Jesus while we were weak.
神可以用一个小女孩的一 一句说话。
God can use a little girl's one statement.
神同样可以用每一位觉得自己软弱的群体。
God can also use what you think is a weak community.
因为神所赐的平安不是刚刚所讲的那种地上短暂式的平安。
Because the peace that God gives is not a temporary peace.
保罗讲话，若果我们将我们的忧虑都带到神面前的时候，神要赐给我们那种是超过人能了解的平安。
And Paul says that if we can bring our anxieties, our worries to God, God would bring that peace that transcends our understanding.
我们可以靠着神赐的这种的平安，神的灵的同在，我们可以做出结果子的生活，不是做一些什么大事，但是是结果子的信心。
And if we truly depend on this peace that God gives, God can give us this faith that will bear fruit. It's not confined to just great things, but just things that would bear fruit.
当天耶稣基督可以用十二个大家睇新约嘅时候都知道点样认识嘅信徒嘅使徒吓。
And Jesus, while he was on earth, he used 12 disciples.
他们不见得 很伟大，不见得很有能力。
They didn't exhibit greatness or amazing power.
今天神一样可以用我们这些软弱无能的人。
Today,God can still use us, weak and powerless people.
所以我想最后是回到当天耶稣基督他开始他的侍奉的时候，他宣讲的几句说话，去结束今天的讲道。路加福音第四章。
So today I want to conclude with what Jesus has said when he began his ministry.
路加福音第四章第十八至十九节，耶稣基督咁讲话：主的灵在我身上，因为他用高高我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.Because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
耶稣基督在这里很清楚地讲了他的使命，就是这个。
And this was clearly stated by Jesus about His mission.
他叫软弱的人得神的恩典。
That the weak will attain God's grace.
叫在黑暗里面的人见到神的大能之光。
And those who are in darkness will see God's light.
耶稣基督也将这个使命交了给每一位信他的人。
And Jesus had given this commission to those who believe in him.
而我们每一位都可以在我们自己的生命里面活出这个信心。
And every one of us can live out this faith.
我不是叫你今天就买飞机票去非洲。
I'm not telling you to buy tickets to go to Africa today.
你继续可以在你自己的生命里面去过活，好像当日的小女子一样。
You can continue to live out your faith where you are, just like that little slave girl.
因为我们每一位都有神的恩典，活出神的光彩。
Because we have God's grace and we can live out God's light. Let's pray.
真係天父，我哋感謝你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你喺我哋呢啲罪人當中，你施行你嘅奇事。
You perform miracles in among us sinners.
你醫治，你拯救，你開我哋嘅眼睛。
You heal, you save, and you open our eyes.
你赐你的灵在我们当中，好像神的灵在你自己的心里面一样。
You bless us with the Holy Spirit indwelling us.
为着要软弱的人可以显出神的大能。
So that the weak can exhibit God's great power.
让我们每一位小信的人同样可以学效耶稣基督。
Let us with a little faith.To be more like Jesus.
可以作侍奉的仆人。
And that we may be able to serve you as your servant.
感謝你，願榮耀都歸到你的名。
Thank you, and may your name be glorified.
禱告奉靠主耶穌基督的名，阿門。
Pray all these in Christ's name. Amen.